welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You know, placebos have a long history, the longest history of any medicine that we currently use, meaning that for generations and generations, lots of what so-called doctors and learned scholars gave to people perhaps only worked because of the placebo effect. As we've moved into the 20th century, we began to look at placebo control trials. And the interesting thing is that we always seem to, even when somebody got a placebo, we always seem to see an effect, meaning that, you know, the delta, the difference between the placebo and the intervention was what we were really looking at. It was never zero. You found a study this week published in the journal Pain. One of my favorite journal titles, Pain and Gut are my two favorite journal titles. And anyways, it looks at back pain specifically and looks at placebos. It asks a clinical question: can simply telling patients that a medicine works, even if it's a placebo, decrease pain and improve disability in patients with documented criteria meeting lower back pain? What did they find?
Yeah, so placebo effects are particularly common when, or strong, I should say, when it's a painful condition and when it's, it's a subjective measure. And so certainly pain, back pain fits into that. And this study, as you said, in Pain, not maybe the sister journal is called Anguish or something like that.
Exactly.
So these investigators, this was a Portuguese study, a small study. And so I think that's one of the limitations. There were only 83 patients. These folks had had low back pain for at least 3 months. And they came in because they saw an advertisement, you know, for the study. About 90% were taking pain meds. And about 40% were also taking some kind of an adjuvant med like gabapentin or muscle relaxant. And about 20% were taking an antidepressant. So, I mean, that rings true for me. I think that's pretty typical of chronic back pain patients. They excluded anybody with severe fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis and those who've gotten opiates in the past. So for 3 weeks, they were asked to continue their usual treatments. And then they did concealed allocation to assign patients to one of two groups. So half of the patients were also given two placebo tablets twice a day. Patients were told that it was an inactive placebo, but they were also told that it could still have a powerful effect. The body can automatically respond to placebo, and a positive attitude is helpful but not necessary, and the placebo must be taken faithfully. So the patients knowingly taking placebo had significantly decreased maximum reported pain, minimum reported pain, and usual pain as compared with the usual therapy group. Back pain-related disability was also improved with the placebo. There were some issues. Obviously, it was a small study, and it was the patients. It was a little unbalanced at baseline in terms of the groups. That often happens when you have small groups, but still, the effects were very consistent across both all the pain measures and the function measures. Sir William Osler said that the desire to take medicine is perhaps the greatest feature which distinguishes man from animals. And having to give a golden retriever Prozac every morning, I will vouch for that. They don't like taking them. So these investigators, you know, they found that giving a placebo, telling patients they were giving them a placebo, but couching it in terms that made the placebo seem likely to help them, help the patient. So I don't know what you think about this. It was a very interesting study.
Yeah. I mean, going back to a topic we talked about last week with open label, you know, it is interesting that the patients were told there was no deceit, and they still found this benefit. It is also, by the way, Osler's quote relates to the difference between North Americans and Western Europeans. We North Americans love to take pills. I also wonder what it means that the placebo must be taken faithfully. Does that mean like you have to take it in church or the mosque or synagogue or something? Or just do they mean regularly?
I don't think that's exactly what they meant. But you know, I think the take home, we can take something home here for our patients. I think most physicians aren't going to, you know, have bottles of placebo pills that they hand out. But the messages that they delivered, this can have a powerful effect. The body can respond to this. You need a positive attitude, and a positive attitude would be helpful. And you need to take the medicine regularly. You know, that can apply to a lot of medicines that we give, and perhaps we can enhance the beneficial effect of medicines that we believe have a real effect, but we could maybe enhance or augment that by giving it along with these messages to our patients.
Sure. No, and, you know, we've been doing these poems for a long time, and we've seen these placebo control trials often, but everything that you're saying also relates to procedures. And we know that the sham surgery often is no less or more effective than regular surgery. But the fact that we're doing something is powerful. And we've done poems that just talk about the laying on of hands and how powerful that can be to patients. Mm-hmm. And so this is just another piece of information that shows that not that people are gullible and suckers, but that there is this powerful placebo effect. When somebody cares and is doing something, you know, a percentage of people are going to respond to that.
I think that's a good point.
Excellent. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.